Poems for the Men of Her Time by Hilda Hilst was first published in 1974, and it has its relevance even today because it talks about the global inequality and the endless wars. Hilda Hilst is a Brazilian poet. She had a strong personality, and she consistently questioned and went against the norms and traditions. The myth surrounding her image has often overshadowed the importance of her work and the critical analysis of it. Hilda Hilst was also in tune with the circumstances that her country went through during the times of dictatorship, and the poetry and her own poetry for almost 7 years, that is from the during the period of 1967 to 1974. This is the period in which the poetry we have to study also includes, is due to the awareness and her social commitment towards the circumstances. So what is this condition, social and political condition that Brazil was going through during this time? When we search about the history, political history of Brazil, we get to know that a military dictatorship was established in Brazil on April 1st, 1964 by the Brazilian armed forces with the support from United States against the president João Goulart. The Brazilian dictatorship lasted for almost 21 years until 1985, March 15. The dictatorship reached the height of its popularity in the 1970s with the so-called Brazilian miracle, even as the regime censored all media and tortured and exiled the dissidents. So, as the poem rightly represents, there were a lot of massacre and torture during this period. Coming back to the poem, I'll read the poem first. Beloved life, my death lingers. What to say to man? What journey to propose? Kings, ministers, and all of you, politicians, what word besides gold and darkness stays in your ears? Besides your rapacity, what do you know of the souls of men? Gold, conquest, profit, deception, and our bones, and the blood of the peoples, and the lives of the men between your teeth. So the first stanza talks about life and how death is constantly present there, how death lingers there, death is not going away, or because of the political situation. It is only by reading about the political situations in Brazil we get to know why is death lingering there. Death is constantly a threat to them, maybe because of the political scenario there. What to say to man? What journey to propose? Kings, ministers, and all of you politicians, what word besides gold and darkness? So all the rulers, like kings, ministers, and the politicians, for them, these are not important. For them, only gold and gold is important. They do not hear the problems of the common man. The word rapacity means excessive greediness. So what do you know beside being greedy? What do you know of the souls of men? What do you know about the life of men? Gold, they just know about gold, conquest, profit, deception. All these dirty things are only in the minds of the rulers. And our bones and the blood of peoples and lives of men between your teeth. So they acquire more and more profit and become more and more greedy by shedding the blood of the common man. But even after complaining about all these problems, she wants to bring about, she hopes that there will be some change. To meet you, man of my time, and in the hope you may subdue the rosette of fire, hatred, and wars, I'll sing to you eternally in the hope of knowing you one day. So she thinks that the authorities might actually bring about some change in their lives. That is why she wants to sing to them. So she invites the poets and the lovers of the words to sit with them at the same table. Things will be simple and round and fair. I'll sing to you my own rudeness and earlier unease, appearances, the lacerated love of men. So she says that she'll sing to the person who has created her and who has made her the a poet. So this is her last hope. She wishes that the compassion and the tenderness is still there, and that will bring peace on earth if within you still resides these gifts he gave you. So she thinks that each and every person has a compassion and the tenderness given by God, and if that is still there, they can bring about peace in the land. So when we read about Hilda Hilst's poetry, death is one of the main themes that runs through all the works. She was aware of this, and she constantly wrote about it. In this poetry itself, she begins the poem by talking about death and how death is a constant threat to them. So the poem, in the title itself, Poems for the Men of Four Times, this is actually a request to the dictators, to the people who are actually causing problem to the common man, to end the violence and bring about peace in their land.